We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yeah. You know who it is, Mr. B. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505, Rolling Off Track Podcast. Here in the great 505 Southwest, New Mexico, not Mexico. It's a good evening here, and you're joining us, Rolling Off Track Podcast. Rolling Off Track, no format, nothing, just chit-chatting. Myself, Mr. A. How's it going, Mr. A?
What's up?
Yeah, brother. Yeah. It's good to hear your voice, man.
I know, man.
Yeah. Cool. And tonight's Rock Pod, we're joined by another guy. You guys know him, DJ Problems. What's up? Yeah, it's going to be a good night, man. Good night.
Yeah.
So how you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. Just chilling. I'm ready to have a good time.
Chilling, chillaxing. How you doing, DJ?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Just got done mixing some music with my playboy.
Oh,
PDG.
Yeah. What did you call him? PD?
PDG, my dude, PDG, DJ Peetlejuice. Shout out to my dude.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, Peetlejuice. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, man, it's evening. I don't know how cold it is outside, but it's a little bit chilly here in Albuquerque.
Chilly.
Put on that light jacket.
Because I took out the trash not too long ago. There's a wind on this side of town, and it's pretty chilly outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, on the west side, we're on top of the hill, so we can feel the wind a little bit more, too.
Feel it
in your hair, buddy.
I shaved my head, so I don't have that much hair. Can't feel it.
Oh, really? You shaved your head?
Yeah, I shaved my head.
With what?
It's getting too big. Oh. I got the first guard, one guard. It's like an eighth.
Oh, number one?
Yeah, number one.
Oh, number one. Oh, yeah. That's what I use. That's what I use on my sides. Number one on the sides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fade, buddy. Fade away.
Yeah.
I do the side with the one and the top with the three.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But yeah, I go outside and I feel that breeze straight into my head. It feels good. I miss the cold. I like the cold. I don't like it being too hot, man. I hate the hot.
Okay. Around this time of the year, do you still wear a jacket, a light jacket?
Once in a while, yeah. But more than half of the time, I just work out with a t-shirt and shorts or something because I love the cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the other day too, me and Mrs. B, we left the house and on the side of the road, there's a bike trail and everything like that where people run, walk, bike. And, she kept mentioning, how do these people, run in this cold weather with, tank tops and short shorts? And so she was checking those people out running with the summer wear.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of those people who wear the tights, it's weird because it's really tight, but they keep you warm, especially when you go running. It's weird because I have a friend that wears those really tight Speedo type stuff, and that's pretty much all he wears. And he said it's really warm; it doesn't get cold.
Oh, okay. All right, man. All right. I guess this week I've been playing some Little Big Planet kart racing. You guys try that?
Cool.
Little Big Planet. Have you heard of Little Big Planet for the PlayStation?
Mm-mm.
No, it's just a little. How would you explain it, Aaron? Like a little. What do you call those little dolls?
Yeah, something like a doll.
Like those cloth dolls? You know what I'm talking about, DJ?
Like those sock monkeys.
Sock, yeah.
Smaller. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's that dude, and he just, well, they started off with Little Big Planet, and it's an adventure. So you go different levels, and you find bubbles.
Or the little world.
Yeah, you just, yeah, it's just like a Mario type, but you're just little sock monkey dude.
Yeah.
So they came out with the go-kart racing, and I've been playing that this week, and it's pretty good.
Cool. I like Little Big Planet. I haven't got an actual game, and I don't have a PlayStation to play that. I tried out my PSP, my little tiny PSP Go, but it's just a demo version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out with that on the PSPs and the PS3, so they don't do it for Xbox, huh?
No. I wish they did. So I would get it. My girlfriend likes playing it a lot too.
Yeah, there's this a nephew on PS3. He's always playing Little Big Planet. So there's people still out there playing it.
Cool, man.
Yeah. What do you? What, oh, and then I played some Battlefield 4 too.
Oh Battlefield 4, I saw that game on YouTube video clip. It looks pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook, a lot of it. There's a lot of posts on it on Facebook. It's like so many different likes and everybody's liking it and like different video clips of it. And it seems pretty legit. Pretty awesome.
Facebook it.
Facebook it.
Yeah, yeah, on IGN, they sent out a link saying that, if you don't want to buy the game or if you're not interested in buying the game, but you do want to know how it is and how the levels are, They sent out a link and you could watch the whole game on YouTube.
Watch it?
Yeah, you can watch the whole game on YouTube.
What if you want to try it?
maybe after you watch it, then you want to try it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, but I guess somebody recorded the whole thing, or maybe somebody from IGN. They recorded the whole game and they put it out the same. I think it was the same week that Battlefield 4 came out.
And how long is that video? Like 30 minutes or something? An hour? 2 hours?
I don't know. But I think there's like three different videos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't really. I saw the videos on YouTube, but I didn't get the time of each one, but there was like three or four different videos that like video one, video two, video three, video four.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it plays through the whole the walkthrough for the whole Battlefield. So if you guys don't want to play it, just want to watch somebody play it, check it out.
Yeah.
That's cool. I seen something almost similar to that when like the Halo 4 was coming out. Instead of doing the actual gameplay recordings, they only did like, remember how they had those short video clips after you beat a level and then you have a short video clip?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they recorded each video clip all in one big old little, like, short movie, and it's pretty long, actually. It's, like, almost a whole hour long worth of video clips.
The Halo?
But, yeah, the Halo 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I thought it was the Halo 4 movie that Forward Into Dawn.
Oh, okay. So
I clicked on it when I first seen it and I was watching it. It was really long, but it was the game chapter viewing of the next one or something. It was pretty awesome. It was pretty cool when it first came out.
Oh, okay. Have you ever played a Halo 4, DJ?
I've played Halo, man. Me and a buddy of mine, across the street from me, man, he got me into the whole Halo thing because him and his buddy, that's all they used to play online was Halo. So I got up to about Halo 3. And haven't seen the new one, man, but my buddy tells me it's real cool, so I'm always interested in trying it out. You know, I love that, those battle swords and the guns and shit they got on there, man. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Halo 4 is definitely pretty awesome, dude. Like, graphics.
The graphics are good, huh?
Yeah, it's really HD, especially you have HD TV and everything. It's like pretty awesome.
It's real tight, yo.
Tight.
Yeah, I like to play the Halo 4 with my surround system loud because like guns and stuff, like the effects on it is pretty intense and realistic. So I like to turn the volume pretty loud. It's like pretty awesome.
You guys do the whole headphone thing?
I don't have a headphone. I just have a surround sound. So I have speakers behind me and I have the speakers in front of me and I sit on a game chair and I hook the game chair up too. So I have like speakers literally all around me and I turn it all the way up. So it's like pretty loud.
Yeah, I have headphones and every now and then I put them on and I use them. They're good.
That's cool. I want to get some headphones, but they're like freaking $60 and higher.
Oh,
the cheapest ones are like $60 and like the really high quality ones are like $150 or something. It's like,
Christmas is coming, buddy. Christmas is coming.
Ow!
I know, man.
Santa. get some headphones and bump to this, guys. Check it out.
Take it easy. Raise your weapon.
Who's this?
Raise your weapon. Woo-hoo-hoo. One word.
I like this track. It's pretty good.
Over. Ripping through like a missile. Ripping through my heart.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. Bump that in your headphones, buddy.
Some of that DJP.
DJ.
Yeah. Any longer, I would have got up and started dancing by myself.
Oh, yeah. That's when we got to that's when we got to do a live video. See Mr. Aaron. See Mr. A dancing.
Yeah. I don't dance good, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
just do the robot.
There you go.
Yeah.
When I get nervous, I start doing a sprinkler sometimes.
Sprinkler?
That's OG right there, my man. That is OG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So what's up? What's up, Mr. A? What you been playing? You play something?
I've been playing a lot of games, but mostly on my Android. I got a tablet recently, a Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, it's one of the newer ones. And I've been locked on this tablet, like, pretty much every day. So they're downloading
Figuring out different things for it?
Yeah, there's so many things to do on this tablet, man. I just 24/7 nonstop browsing through and exploring new things with this thing. It's crazy. I'm like really amazed at how much things I can do with this thing. It's pretty awesome. But I've been downloading a lot of movies and a lot of different games, just trying out certain things here and there. It has a 16 gigabyte, and then I recently bought a 32 SD card chip, so I have plenty of space on this thing now.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
Yeah, so I got a lot of movies on here already. I haven't got that much music. I want to, but other stuff are filling up as far as movies and video clips I download from YouTube and here and there. It's pretty awesome. But as far as games, I have like two different types of Texas Hold'em. They're both pretty cool.
Was that the game you were playing last time too, Texas Hold'em, or was it a different one?
Yeah, it's the same one. Then I found a different one when Halloween came around. They came out with a different version, and it was actually pretty cool. I liked it, so I downloaded it, and I like it so far still.
Oh, okay.
It's Spider Solitary. This new game, it's pretty awesome. Called Turbo Fly HD. It's like a spaceship, and it has like a course that you have to fly through. There's like two different settings. You can set it to where you just hold a tablet straight in front of you, and you touch the right or left side of the screen, and it'll turn right or left. Or you can set it to where you tilt your tablet to the left or to the right, and it'll go in that direction. So there's like two different settings.
Pretty good.
And it's fun. I like it. It's pretty quick. Tower Defense. Some kind of construction building thing. You have to build a bridge and, make it safe enough for these trains or trucks, to pass over the bridge without it breaking and stuff. So you have to.
Oh, okay. That one you get so many of those, beams and then.
Cable wires and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So use them all in one little area, then you won't have enough to complete the rest of the bridge. So you gotta manage your supplies right. And make a sturdy enough bridge for it not to break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other games I've been playing, on here. But, as far as the Xbox goes, it's just, the old 2K12. I'm still saving up to get the 2K14. Can't wait to get it though.
Yeah. Have you tried those, NBA games, DJ?
Dude, you know that song that I have on the podcast, that intro song?
Yeah.
The Chief Rocka? There used to be a game that we used to play. It was like NBA Street Jam or something like that. And it was like, you could get like, you could be Nelly and shit like that. Or, you know what I mean? You could be like all kinds of cool dudes and like you do like slam dunks and all kinds of cool tricks and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah. You know, I used to play that game, dude. And I mean, I like to play games like that, man. Cause it's real tough. You know what I mean? You got to get real good at dribbling the ball and passing and setting up shit. You know what I mean? So I definitely. Yeah. Want to take a look into that. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool stuff. I've done the whole Madden thing and I'm just kind of burnt out on the football, but you know, the basketball and stuff like that. I really want to get into that, man. And the hockey, I love playing hockey, dude, on video games, dude.
Hockey. I never tried hockey, but that's interesting.
It's fun, man. It's fun. New Jersey Devils. That's where it's at. Los Angeles Kings.
Cool.
You like playing those hockey games?
Oh yeah, man. I don't have any currently anymore, but I used to have some on the PS2.
Oh, okay, okay.
Man, I can't remember the name of it. It was like NHL Fever or something like that, or NHL 2K, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Cool. I've been wanting to play a few games on the PS2, so it's just sitting in my son's room, and I've been wanting to grab it and play something. The game I was looking at was Ghostbusters. He has Ghostbusters for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been wanting to try that.
Ghostbusters.
I love Ghostbusters, man.
Yeah, that's it. Sick.
Hey, I want to do one shout out to this guy, Kiss the Chef, KissDachef from Twitter.
What up?
I just want to give a shout because his name is pretty good, man. Kiss the Chef.
Cool.
So, what you guys been watching anything?
I watched The Internship with Owen Wilson and I forgot what the other guy's name is.
Oh, you watched The Internship?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's funny. I like where they go to this nightclub and they just let off some steam and stuff, and the older guys try to get the younger guys to relax, and because they're all stressing out the competition and stuff. And I don't know, it's just a pretty good movie. I like it.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, the only other one we've seen is Insidious, the Chapter 2.
Oh, you guys seen Insidious?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we've been wanting to watch that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. It's still pretty good. But yeah, other than that, it's just those two. Other than that, it's just a bunch of old stuff. Oh, we started Breaking Bad, and we got to 5 episodes. It's season 1, and we're going to start episode 6 now. And that thing is pretty catchy. When we first started it, it was like 4 nights ago, and we ended up staying up to like almost 5:30 or something watching episode after episode, and we kind of snapped to it, and I'm like, oh shit, it's almost 6 o'clock, I better go to sleep. I mean, hour for sleep or something. But yeah, that show is really intense. It's pretty interesting. It's crazy. What about you, DJ? What have you been watching?
Dude, I've actually been watching the same thing, man. I just got on that Breaking Bad, man. I can't, you know, I've been waiting. I didn't watch the rest of the season ender. I didn't watch that because I just wanted to wait until everybody got over the whole, you know, fucking that's whack or this or that or just, you know, everybody talking about it. So I completely just left it alone. I'm actually wearing my Breaking Bad shirt right now, my man. That's how dedicated I am. And after the podcast, I'm going to turn on some Breaking Bad, dude.
Yeah.
What does it say on your t-shirt?
It says, one of my boys, man, he makes these shirts with his brother and, it says keep calm and cook on. And
it has
Walter White's outline, you know, where he has the glasses and the hat, the infamous Heisenberg look.
Yeah.
And it has kind of like the periodic table type look to it, and it's got the whole and a couple of letters in each you know, of each of the words. It's kind of like the periodic you know, table and stuff like that, and it's got some smoke in the background, and on the end it's like the blue crystal. So pretty cool, man. I'll have to send you guys a pic, show you.
Nice.
Yeah.
That and It's Only Sunny in Philadelphia, man. I've been dying on that show, and
I've never seen that one before.
It's good, man.
That's with that's with that little dude, huh?
Yeah, with oh my gosh, dude.
Danny DeVito, huh?
Danny DeVito. There you go.
Yeah,
there
you go. Little dude.
Good save.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Get to the chopper!
To be, yeah.
Yeah, we watched Ghost Adventures.
Oh, you and your ghosts.
Yeah, Ghost Adventure, buddy.
Cool. Speaking of get to the chopper, over at Walmart the other night, and it was funny because I was saying that all loud, and my girlfriend, she was getting all embarrassed and stuff. She's all trying to tell me, shut up, we're walking by these older elderly couple, and I was all saying that here and there, and they're all really looking at me and stuff, and my girlfriend was getting all embarrassed, and she's all trying to hit me, tell me to shut up, and I don't know, for some reason, I ended up trying to talk like him for the rest of the night. Everything I said, I tried to say it the way he was, and I don't know, my daughter, she liked it, she was cracking up at it, but my girlfriend, she was getting all embarrassed, and she started to get annoyed after a while, and I didn't care, I kept doing it because my daughter, she was laughing about it, so.
Like, heck yeah, cool. Man.
Put that cookie down!
That's too funny, man. Funny, that's awesome.
Did you guys know the Olympus Has Fallen is, they're looking at another sequel? Yeah, it's gonna be London. It's gonna be in London this time.
Cool. The only sequel that was coming out was that World War Z.
World War Z. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Brad Pitt. He's the one he was talking about, huh?
Yeah, that I've noticed or heard about. Cool, man.
And PS4, if you guys are looking at getting the PS4, you don't have to worry about the hard drive space because you'll be able to upgrade it just like the PS3. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to get like those. So far, they've tested some hard drives, and they've gotten to you can put in a 1.5 terabyte into the PS4.
Damn.
So that's gonna be a terabyte. Lot. Yeah, that's gonna be a lot of memory. So it's gonna be pretty good.
That's 1,000 gigs, my man.
Yeah, that's a lot of memory, man.
That's a lot of game to play, boy.
That's crazy, man.
Here's something from Apple. Do you know why they didn't make gold iPads?
Why?
Because they didn't want to.
They didn't want to.
Yeah, that's it.
The black and whites, but not gold.
Yeah, simple as that. That's all they gave.
Jeez. Keep it crisp, huh?
Yeah, they didn't want to. That's it, man.
That's funny.
That's crazy. That's just one simple answer.
Yep.
Because we didn't want to.
At least it's straight to the point, though.
Yeah, straight to the point. Shit, man. Instead of trying to hide it or something like that.
Yep. Come with their excuses or something.
And then the game I was playing a few weeks ago, Angry Birds Star Wars, they're coming to the next gen console, so they'll be coming for Xbox One and PS4, the Angry Birds Star Wars.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool.
Did you get to try that on
there? He has the game for his X36. Yeah, I tried it out. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Is it the same as playing like on a touchscreen? Or is it a little bit different?
It's just a little different. Not too much of a difference, but yeah, it's a little different.
So you like use the left stick?
Analog stick.
Yeah, you use the analog stick to point the direction?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about how hard you want to fly? How do you do that part?
It, just like how you use the analog stick, because he's already sitting in the little slingshot thing, and the further you pull to the left with the analog stick, the stronger it'll fire off. And when you get to a certain point, you press A and it'll launch at that power part, I guess.
Cool. Is it good on a big screen?
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. I like it.
Oh, okay. I think they have a demo on, like on 360 and PS3?
Yeah.
And how you were talking about your Samsung, what'd you get?
Tablet, Samsung Tab 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they did the smartphone shipments all over the world.
Uh-huh.
The Android is dominating over the other competitors. Android has 81%, BlackBerry has 2%, and iOS Apple has 14%, and Windows Phone has 4%.
Yeah, Android.
So a lot of people have more Android than Apple.
Cool.
It's a rare breed, baby.
Rare breed.
It's a rare breed.
Do you guys know anybody with a Windows phone?
I was thinking about getting it, but then, you know, the whole Apple thing kind of bit me.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know anybody with a Windows phone. Actually, no, my girlfriend's sister, she has one. She has a Windows phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was looking at those ones, and it looks pretty good. It looks nice, but I don't know how the operating system works. I don't know if it's smooth or laggy or whatever. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, any type of electronic wise, I like to go with Samsung a lot. Whether it be my phone, my Blu-ray, my TV, the tablet, of course. Just pretty much any of the electronics, I like to stick with Samsung. They never let me down so far, so I like it.
Samsung.
Yep. Good Samaritan. Huh? Go for it.
California may soon begin testing digital license plates.
Digital license plates?
Digital license plates. So instead of just a regular license plate on the back of your vehicle, it'll be like a little screen, and it'll show your ID, or not your number on your license plate.
Uh-huh.
And if you're like, if you're past your registration expiration, mm-hmm. it'll like, blink that you're expired, yeah.
if there's a warrant out for you, then it'll
blink, and it'll just all these little things that give police officers and something that you're doing, it'll alert them. Like even if your vehicle was stolen and you notified the police,
uh-huh,
they could easily see where your vehicle is at, and they'll like put stolen on the digital license plate.
Oh, shit. Man, that's awesome, man.
But don't you think, like, okay, I mean, yeah, you spend a bunch of money and materials and stuff like that, dude, but, like, is it going to be cost effective? I mean, is that going to be the smartest thing, like the red light cameras? You know, they did that, wasted a bunch of money, and then ended up taking them down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you have thieves. You know what I mean? Who, you know, hasn't heard of a thief breaking out a window, man? You know, you have a screen in the back like that, and someone walks up and kicks the back of it or takes it, or, you know what I mean? Like, that just doesn't seem like a good idea. What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, since you brought that up, yeah, I guess they don't really know what they're in for until it actually releases and see what people do to it, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, people steal cars. They put bait cars out now, and, you know, they load it up with computers and sound systems and telephones and money and the stuff like that. And, you know, some of the thieves get away, and then some of them get caught. But it just seems like a lose-lose, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's my opinion, though, brother. What do you guys think?
One thing that they say about the cost saving is, you know, just the cost savings of not being able to produce those aluminum or metal plates.
Yeah,
that's the only thing that they're saying about that, the cost savings for that. But yeah, if you mentioned the, like, just somebody going behind your vehicle and busting it out, and you'd have to go back to the DMV and
pay for it, you know what I mean? One. Like, I don't know.
I guess I guess it snowballs from there. You know, you have insurance, and then your insurance will go up, and then after that, the insurance companies will start complaining that, there's too many break-ins, and yeah, I guess,
It could have an awful effect on the community, but then again, it could have a good effect. You know what I mean? There is always that upside, you know?
Yeah.
We'll never know until the day.
Yeah. California, I guess, and you know how California is, those crazy people out there.
A lot of crazy people.
Hollywood.
Good Samaritan, a woman and her 16-year-old daughter found a $400 letter with $13,087.88 in cash and fully loaded with 8 credit cards on the Daytona Beach.
Man.
So they didn't take anything. They just alerted the authorities about the discovery. And later on, they found the guy that ended up claiming all his stuff back. And the paper says that thanks a lot to whoever found it, and they want to meet up in person with that person who they found a purge back.
Yeah, that is a good Samaritan, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. $13,000 in cash and fully loaded with credit cards and stuff.
Yes, a similar story here in Albuquerque. A homeless guy, he found some guy's wallet, and I guess he turned it in, and the guy who owned the wallet, he ended up giving the homeless guy, I forgot what kind of reward it was, but it was worth more than what was in the wallet. Did you guys hear about that?
Damn. No, I didn't hear that. That's awesome.
Okay. No, I remember now. The guy it was like that, but people started donating money to the homeless guy just because he was a good Samaritan for returning the wallet. And then, people started donating. And that's how he ended up with more money than what was in the wallet. So that's how he ended up with a lot of money, the homeless guy.
That's cool, yeah, man.
That was pretty good. Cool. I guess he made the news just because, he returned a wallet that had, like, I think like thousands of dollars in there also, and credit cards and stuff like that. And so when people heard about it on the news, they started sending the homeless guy money. However they set it up, but people all over the, U.S., they started sending him money, and he ended up with a lot more money than he returned. So that was a pretty good story.
That's awesome. Sounds good, man.
I heard something similar, something like that. This homeless guy, this guy is a business guy. He's like a warrior or something. He passes by the same gas station or something, and this guy keeps asking, for small change here and there, and dollar bills. Sometimes that lord will give him, on a good day, give him like a $10 bill or something. He's been doing it for like the past, I think it said like 5 years. And then that whole time, this homeless guy was saving all his money, and he ended up buying himself a used car, and he bought himself some nice looking clothes, decent clothes. He got a shave, he got all cleaned up. He found a job, and he got a junior studio apartment, and he went back to that guy that had been giving him change for the past 5 years and gave him $500 back and said, thank you for helping me out all these years or something.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. I was like, man, that's crazy. That's cool, too.
Yep, it's good to give. Good to give.
Yep.
And have you guys? I only did this once, and I've been meaning to do it again. But you know, like you're in a drive-thru, and you just give the teller like an extra $5 and say, put this to the guy behind me. Have you guys ever done that?
Mm-mm. Oh no. I used to work at a Sonic, and some of the people who do drive there in the morning, the early birds, they used to do that. There'll be a lot of people coming through the drive-thru getting their breakfast and coffee and whatnot, and they'll say that, I'll go ahead and take care of this guy's bill. Whatever it is, just, I'll go ahead and take care of it. So he'll pay for their meal with his credit card and drive off, and when the next person comes up, I'll just tell him that, hey, that guy already took care of your whole meal, so you don't have to worry about it. Just here's your food. Go ahead and take off.
That's pretty good. I always wanted to ask the person that takes the money. So in this case, you, how do they react when you tell them that?
They sit. I don't know. They're just like all surprised and I guess like A's, like thank you, like wow. That are you serious? You're not lying? they really paid for it. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can even show you the receipt that they took care of your bill for you, so.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, so they're like just all in shock or all amazed about it, so they left happy, I guess.
You ever do that, DJ?
What's that? Give a change, spare change?
No, like, you're going through a drive-thru and you, either somebody pays for your meal ahead of you or you pay for somebody's meal that's behind you.
Oh, I thought you guys were meaning like you give like just a little bit of change to the red, or like whatever your change was, you just give it to the next guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, you know, I've never had anybody. Nah, man. I've had people buy me meals like for work and stuff like that. I've definitely had that where they're, you know, like, hey, are you hungry? You know, you've been doing really good work. You want some burgers? You want a pizza? You know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So I guess in the same sense, I've had somebody pay for meals for me, you know, just out of the kindness of their heart, but not through a drive-thru, man. That'd be kind of cool, you know. I would definitely do something like that.
Yeah. Even like if you do like, hey, put $2 to this guy's order, you know, something like that.
Yeah, man. And then they're like, whoa, that was weird. I wonder why, you know what I mean? But then at the same time, it's just like, you know, just a good deed goes a long way, you know. If somebody realizes that, you know, they had a deed good, you know, that was done for them or whatever. You know, maybe they would be inspired to do, you know, a good deed for somebody else, you know, in return. Same style, you know?
Yeah. This next story is a shout out to, Tweety McGee. He's a follower of the Rot Pod.
Yeah.
Tweety McGee, the story says, why trying to burglarize the home of a pro axe thrower is a bad idea.
bad idea.
Bad idea, you know? You think, it's a lady too that shows in the picture. You think that lady sleeps with axes underneath her bed or beside her?
Probably. One right on her hip.
She has one on her chest, and then she has her arms crossed over it, you know? Somebody breaks in, and
something. That's crazy. I wouldn't do that. if I was crazy enough to break into somebody's house, but to know that it's a pro axe, I wouldn't. I'd go to the next door neighbors instead.
Yeah,
we're not stopping at that one. That lady throws axes, man.
Yeah, no.
She should have a sign in front, you know, like beware of dogs is the beware of pro axe thrower.
Beware of the hatchet man, the hatchet woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, okay. I was reading it, and it does say the professional axe thrower who goes to sleep with a tomahawk by her bed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she does, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Tomahawk, too, man.
Big old tomahawk flying at you. Damn. Yeah. I don't even have a second to think about it. Just hope it misses you.
Yeah. Do you guys know what you can buy for, I guess depending on the model and however fancy you want it, but do you know what you can buy between $1,800 and $3,500?
A used car. Decent used car.
No. What about you, DJ?
Man, you know me, I'm about to say music equipment, brother.
Well, this
a live mixer.
A live mixer, yeah. Well, this one you can buy, it's called an Elliptigo. It's an outdoor elliptical trainer, So how you can picture an elliptical machine.
Yeah.
But it's an outdoor one, so you take the machine part and you just add wheels on it, just like a bike. So you can elliptical outside, and it moves the tires just like a bike.
Crazy. Cool.
Can you guys picture that?
I've seen something like that where they train for Lance Armstrong. You know how he does the long distance riding or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They have something like that, but like on a bike, like where you just put your bike on these little stands and it has these like metal like drums, almost like a dyno. If you ever seen a car dyno, it's kind of something like that, and it has resistance too and stuff like that, and you can ride your bike basically in place, you know, and take off with it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what it's the same as an elliptical, but you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
Would you guys buy it?
Would
you spend your money on an outdoor elliptical, or what is it? What is it called again?
Elliptigo.
Elliptigo.
Yeah, no, I'd rather use that money for electronics too.
Go buy a gym membership, man. You know what I mean? Like, shit, it's $100 of, you know what I mean? You got a bunch of machines.
Get yourself a treadmill for $100.
There you go. Yeah. You know, there ain't too much anymore these days. You know, find a sale, man. You'll definitely get it for a good price. You know, in between $300 and $500 is a fair deal for a treadmill or something like that. You know?
Yeah. Or just like Mr.
So good.
just like train wreck.
Just like me.
Rolling off track podcast, baby. That's how it goes.
All right,
go ahead.
Just like Mr. A said, just buy a used car with that, huh?
Yeah, man, because I got my used car for only $2,500.
Yeah.
And it's still running pretty good. I mean, it gives out here and there, but it's nothing too major. It's just like worn out spark plugs and oil change, or I don't know, just small things, but it's still running pretty decent. I put on a little over 100,000 miles on there and it's still running good.
Yep. Just keep doing those maintenance to it, huh?
Yeah, as long as you take care of the maintenance part, your car's gonna last a long time.
Philip, you son of a bitch!
it's too funny. Man.
Some good stuff. Love it. Good stuff.
Yep. in New Jersey, a homeowner spots a live deer running around her backyard with an arrow through its head.
Oh, shit. Poor deer, yeah. Man.
She said it's literally straight through its head, and it's not dead. It's not bleeding. It's not wobbly, woozy. It still can hop the 6-foot fence, and it comes into her backyard every now and then. But there's an arrow through its head running around. She called the animal control center and stuff like that, and they just told her that, well, we're busy right now. We'll get up there as soon as she can.
We're busy.
So every night she'll set out a plate like halfway through her lawn, her backyard to the back of the fence, and she says she tries to catch it so that way she can get it to a facility where they could take it out, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Take care of it. No, sure.
But she has been feeding it, and it has been coming by every now and then, and she's just, like, amazed that it hasn't died yet. She came up close to it enough to where, like, there's not, like, blood running down its head to, like, it has been bleeding before. It's just a clean shot through the head. It's weird.
I guess that's another crazy story for Tweety McGee.
Yeah, I actually got a crazy story, like, you know, kind of the whole arrow in the head type thing. I was watching on, you guys ever see those, videos of the most daring, you know, police chases and all kinds of cool shit like that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this dude, I guess he was out in his front porch or something like that, and, he had slipped and, put a, like, not even kidding you, like 12 inch huge, like serrated, like, Bowie knife into his head, and the guy was still alive, man. They took him to the hospital, they x-rayed him, and he had this big old knife in his fucking head, dude. It was just sticking out, and they couldn't believe that he was still alive, man. It was some gruesome stuff, you know what I mean? And he still survived.
I think I saw something like that. It was, through his eye or something?
Oh yeah, it might have been through his eye or something like that.
I might have seen it. Yeah, he was trying to chase down a Hispanic guy or something, and he was sitting on the sidewalk, like, all ready to pass out, but he was still sitting there with a big-ass fucking knife sitting in the middle of his eye.
Damn.
And he told his partner that he's around the corner, they caught him, so just go and catch it to him, I'll sit here and wait for the paramedics. And he was sitting there, and there's a fucking big ass knife sitting in his eye, and he was just chilling there, waiting for the ambulance. It's crazy. Like, I lost words, man. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Here's another shout out to a Twitter follower, Dirt Quad Fun. He checked out the Rot Pod podcast and he said it was pretty good. He likes it. And thanks to Lorena. Keep on listening. Keep on listening.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Much love for listening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now playing in theaters, Ender's Game, Bad Grandpa, Last Vegas, and Freebirds.
Brad Grandpa.
Brad Grandpa. Oh.
No.
What'd you say?
Bad Grandpa.
Did you hear him, DJ? He said Brad, huh?
I heard Brad Grandpa. Brad, so I don't know, yeah, he did. But I heard that, so I'm like...
Yeah. I got too excited. I wanted to laugh, and I was trying to talk. Don't make fun of me, right?
Brad Grandpa.
But I like Johnny Knoxville, man. I want to go see that. He's a funny guy, man.
Oh, heck yeah, man. That looks like a really good flick.
Yep.
Yeah, I seen that first, that first Jackass, when it first came out, and it was funny when, they were taking a shot from those rubber shotgun bullet thingies, and, him and, Viva La Bam, yeah. And I forgot what the other guy's name was, but they all stood there, and they had this, it looks like a spotlight for the prison areas.
Yeah.
And they freaking shot it. And Viva La Bam was all crying, laying there, or sitting on the floor and stuff, and Johnny Knoxville starts laughing and making fun of him, and he looks at the camera and points at his face. This is alright? Alright, then we're good. We're good.
Does my face look good? Then we're good.
Yeah. My face good? Then we're good. That was funny, man. He's all making fun of Viva La Bam. So, are you crying? He's all, yeah. But yeah, he's cool. I'd like to go see that.
I think we have that movie, so I think I need to watch it again.
Watch it, and I have the second one, if you want to watch the second one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'll mail it to you, so by the time it gets to you, you should be done with the first one.
Yeah. Opening this week, Thor, The Dark World.
Yeah.
You guys gonna watch that too?
I wanna watch it.
Yep. Mrs. B and our son Aiden, they're excited to watch it, so this weekend's gonna be a movie weekend for us.
Movie weekend. Cool.
And, new releases at Redbox, Grown Ups 2, White House Down, Hangover 3, and The Purge.
New releases, damn. I've seen those, when they first came out, so it's not new to me.
Yeah. No,
I'm just kidding.
But I guess if you want to watch a new movie and it's only like $1, so that would be good to pick up, huh?
There you go.
Yeah.
Then, most popular from Redbox, Monster University, The Croods, Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain, and After Earth. Those are the four popular ones.
Cool. Kevin Hart, man. Good comedian. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Have you seen that one? Let Me Explain?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I like his other ones, a lot better. I mean, this one, it was funny too, but because, he talks about his divorce and how his marriage was, and it kind of almost seemed like he was just letting off steam and complaining.
Just kind of reflecting of the old stuff.
Yeah. So it wasn't nothing too new. I mean, there are funny, it is funny, but overall it just seems like he was more just, I guess. Yeah. But it was good. It was good. Crazy story. In Georgia, man sets his wife on fire accidentally at a gas station.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it shows a surveillance video camera. He's fucking around. His wife was putting in gas, and I don't know if it's a lighter or what, but he puts it next to the gas tank, and woof, the whole thing just catches on fire, and his wife runs off in flames. Like, I don't even know what to say to that, man. Like, why are you even messing around by freaking gasoline?
And it says accidentally, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, it's stupid.
Shout out, just because of Tweety McGee, we're giving him some crazy stories here.
Yep, crazy stories. A father and a stepmother were arrested for burning their daughter and stuffing her body in a trash can at a local apartment complex.
No, no.
Talk about crazy, man.
That's crazy.
That sucks. Cop units and stuff showed up. The dad was sitting outside, and he just points towards a trash can. They open up the lid, and the daughter's body was all burnt entirely and stuffed in the trash can.
That's crazy, man.
It sucks, yep.
And here's a quick thing. 3D printing. They're going to start 3D printing body parts. They successfully 3D printed a human liver.
Oh, snap.
And they put it into a guy, and he's working good. And so that's what they're trying to master right now, is how to 3D print body parts to put into people right now.
Crazy.
Yep.
Have you, speaking about that printing of 3D printing, brother, have you heard about the tools and stuff that they can print and stuff like that, just parts and moving things and things like they can just 3D print them in this like media printer, and it has working parts. You can build a drill. You can build wrenches with internal working parts, stuff like that. Guns.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
And I think for the guns, you have to actually, get it patented and all that process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause if they do find you with one of those 3D printing guns, then you will face a lot of, penalty for it.
Crazy, man.
So if you do make something like that, something that's violent, then you're gonna have to get a license and get it patented and all that crazy stuff.
Crazy.
What about the black market for body parts, man? You know there's a bad seed in every batch, man.
No, yep.
That's right, huh? They never know what they'll get into, huh?
Dude, start printing out body parts, man.
Yep.
Of course, and then in that case, you could save lives, I guess. I mean, that would be a good thing, maybe.
Yeah. But then I guess if you...
Uh-oh.
No.
Rolling off track podcast, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess if people are selling something like that, then you know you got to watch out for the cheapies out there, you know.
Yep. For the glitches.
Body parts.
Yeah.
They go out every 6 to 8 months.
Crazy.
And one more quick one. There's an app, an iPad app called Oyster. It's called Oyster, and it's a all-you-can-read app. So you pay $10 a month, and you can read all you want.
So kind of reading,
kind of like a Netflix. You know how you pay like $9 a month, and you can watch all you want.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So this app Oyster, you pay $10 a month, and you could read as many books as you want in a month.
Oh, so I probably only read like one or two books in a month.
Yeah.
I'll probably read one full book, but start a fourth, hopefully a half a second book by the end of the month.
Half a second. Yo. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, guys. Number 31's in the books. And I guess one thing I want to say to the Twitter followers and the listeners, thanks very much. And send in some more comments, questions. And that's pretty good to hear from the listeners. So
it's always good.
Yep. And,
love you guys.
And, yeah. Mad love.
And if you guys want to get to Aaron, just tweet at RotPod, and I'll be sure to give him the message.
Mr. B, yep, he'll give it to me.
And DJ Problems, where can people find you at?
Man, you guys can find me on Twitter at DJ Problems. You can also find me on Facebook at DJ Problems Official. Don't forget my boys, Fathead 5-Star Official. You can find them on Facebook at Fathead 5-Star Official, and on SoundCloud, get to it. They got some good stuff. And Instagram, man, I'm trying to get some more followers on Instagram. So if you got an Instagram, hit me up, DJ Problems Official.
Cool.
It's like it
check
is.
Out some pictures of my boring life.
No, man, DJs are never boring.
Yeah. Tweet at RotPod, ROTPOD, email RollingOffTrackPodcast@gmail.com, and find everything at RollingOffTrackPodcast.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yep. I guess out of you two, the most, the guest would probably be DJ. So Mr. DJ, any last words?
I got some last words, man. I got some exciting news. Shout out to Baseport FM on Twitter. I got asked to do a guest spot, hour mix, live mix. They're going to be posting it live. So I'm actually currently in the process right now as we speak, multitasking. I'm setting up this mix. I'm recording it right now. I set a date for, Friday, November 15th, excuse me. Friday, November 15th at, 1600. So I'm guessing that's, 6 p.m. in the evening. You can check that out. There's going to be a live mix. They're going to guest spot me on there. So you guys can check that out. If you ain't got nothing going on, Friday, November 15th, 6 p.m., check out my mix. It's going to be good.